Blog Talk Radio.
Has anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself that enabled you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too. Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of lightworkers worldwide. See, that's starting to roll now. That means the energy under it is getting stronger and stronger every time I say it each week. So welcome. Happy Tuesday. And let's see. I'm Mari, and I am excited. Today is, you guys are like filling up the phone lines. I guess this whole little tiny topic of abundance is a bit of a big deal, especially since I just put the email out this morning. So welcome and thank you for calling in. I'm very excited to see all the lines filling up so quickly. Sam just asked me, what's going on? Everybody is filling up the line. So if you'd like to call in tonight, because clearly there's a lot to talk about when we get into the topic of abundance, you can call in at 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. And tonight's show is Abundance, Never Listen to No. Think about that. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. First, let me get through a little bit of housekeeping, as I always do. And first, I want to say a shout out to all of my ladies who were in my bars class. We did a live workshop on Sunday, and it was amazing. We had such a good time, and I just want to say thank you guys for listening. So many of them said, oh, Mari, I listen to your show every week, and it's been kind of nice getting out on the road in, you know, California and Florida and here in New Jersey and meeting people and putting names to faces and faces to names. It was really fun. We had people fly in from Canada, and so that was really exciting, and thank you so much for such a great weekend. That was really fun. We're going to do another bars workshop in July, so I'll be announcing that next week. I have to just figure out our center and what dates we have available, but we will be doing one in July, and some other live events coming up too, some lectures and some different things that I'm playing around with. So you just keep your eyes and ears open for that, because you'll definitely be getting that in your inbox and hearing about it on the show as I come up with do I ever really come up with the ideas, or do the guides come up with the ideas and I'm just their little puppet doing it, doing what I am led to do? So let's see. Big stuff going on in the energy. Tomorrow, Venus finally goes direct. What does that mean? Well, Venus has been in retrograde. So, and for months, it's been in retrograde. So basically, that is anything that has to do with beauty and anything that has to do with romance, relationships, was kind of wonky. Let's just use that word, wonky. I like that word. I actually used that word quite a bit in the last week. pretty intense, pretty wonky. Like I said, I think I mentioned it last week, you know, you kind of didn't want to make any major relationship decisions during these last couple of months. Probably, I think it's 2 or 3 months. I don't know. I'm not an astrologer. I can't remember, but I know it's been going on for a really long time, much longer than Mercury in retrograde goes on. So now Venus is going to go direct, and if you want to get your new haircuts and your plastic surgery and your new wardrobes and get in touch with your boyfriends, your husbands, your wives, and, you know, get things back on track, then start on, let's see, it goes direct tomorrow, so start within, I don't know, it's probably a 3-day window. So by Saturday, things should really start to feel like they're back on track and in the flow. So, you know, if you've been feeling a little weird or a lot weird, and things have seemed to not be flowing. They will start to flow now. And then the other little bit of housekeeping we have is tomorrow night I'm doing a free call, and that call is called Breakthrough. Don't quit right before the miracle happens. And I will be taking your calls and, well, taking questions. I've been getting a whole lot of email questions for that call. I can't believe it. I actually got a lot of email questions for our show tonight, too, so we'll try to get to some of those, too. But anyway, the Breakthrough call is it's a preview call, actually. It's going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern time, so same time as this show. And if you'd like to sign up, you can do so at ahamomentsinc.com. And /breakthrough call. So BREAKTHROUGH call, CALL. So that's ahamomentsinc.com/breakthrough call. And that's going to, we're going to go over all kinds of stuff on that call. And I'm also going to be announcing a wonderful new coaching program and product. It's really actually very reasonably priced and very comprehensive, all about how to create that breakthrough and not give up right when the breakthrough is ready for you. And a lot of people have been doing that, and I can't believe how much interest there is in this topic. So I'm excited about that call. So anyway, okay, let's get on with abundance. Let's talk about all of that. And for those of you who are calling in tonight to ask me a question, just hang in there. I will get to as many of you as I can. I see quite a few. You're working Sam tonight, so that's actually a good thing. He gets to he gets to talk to all of you. He will get on the call and put you in the queue. So just if you hear his voice, don't hang up. It's on purpose. So let's talk about abundance, because this is a topic that really is elusive. And I've waited actually quite some time to bring this up on the show. In fact, I think I've done over 100 shows now. I don't know that we've ever really talked about this topic, because I just wanted to make sure that when I did bring it up, I kind of knew what I was talking about and had some good tools for you that I know actually work. So first of all, let's talk about what it is, because you know a lot of people feel really, really stuck when it comes to money. They're thinking, okay, money is abundance, and if I have money, then I can start living, and I can't really start living until I have money, and you know, life is eluding me, and life is passing me by, and all those kinds of things. I have to keep a job so I can keep a roof over my head, but I'm not passionate about the job, and so now I have to be afraid that if I can't pay my bills, you know, someday I'll be able to be passionate about what I do, but for right now, I have to pay my bills. In fact, I had a client tell me the other day, I'm going to write a book, but I want to make sure that I have a good, solid, permanent job so I can have a very easy time of making these changes and writing this book. And, you know, I want to just have everything be perfect so that I can write this book in peace. And I'm just like, okay, change and easy and perfect, not so much. Those three words kind of don't really match up. Now, we can say we would like to have, you know, an easy change or an easy shift, yes. But generally, if you are really changing, if you're going to make real change in your life, you will be moving from the old vibration that you're really comfortable in, even if it's from a negative place, into a new vibration, and that new vibration will feel very different than the old vibration. And so you will very likely perceive the new changes as uncomfortable. I mean, I don't know if you've ever moved to a home or moved to a new place that you really, really wanted to move to. And you got there and all of a sudden you realize, wait a second. First of all, your whole life is in boxes. Second of all, you have to learn a new grocery store and a new dry cleaner and, a new nail salon and a new hairdresser. Oh, my gosh, that's the worst. And, you know, just all these new things. So those changes that you were just, you know, saying, oh, when I get to my new place, oh, in this new town, and oh, I'm going to have so many opportunities. When you actually start to have to meet the people and leave all your old stuff behind, no matter how negative it was, there's a sense of discomfort that goes along with change. So just understand, don't set yourself up for an illusion that all change is easy and super, you know, sunshine, lollipops, and roses, as I like to say. You want to have a good, solid idea of what change really entails. And like we've talked about on other shows, it can entail some chaos. Well, what is perceived as chaos? It can be extremely uncomfortable. Since I've been back from my, you know, journeys this spring, as far as you know, teaching and being in classes myself, my life turned upside down emotionally, energetically, physically, even my business. You know, making some huge shifts. I started doing some videos, which you guys, if you're on my list, you probably saw one of them come out. This new product I have has a bunch of videos, which I have never done before. I have not included video in what I was doing. And that was like a huge comfort zone thing. I was just very much out of my comfort zone. But we're getting ready to launch a TV show. So guess what? Mari has to get over it and wade through the storm of, you know, whatever that discomfort is. So as you're looking for abundance, especially if you're coming from a place of what we call scarcity, a perception of scarcity, a perception of lack, abundance may not feel as good as you think. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get it, you shouldn't go for it, and that you won't be happy with it. But I just want to forewarn you that if you are feeling uncomfortable, one of the things that happens is people, you know, they pray and they pray and they pray and they talk to the angels and they talk to the guides and they do their affirmations, they do their vision boards and they, you know, go in whatever loops they go through and they finally break through somehow. And they get to the new space, and I'm not talking about like a new house, I'm just talking about a new space in your life, a new level, and all of a sudden they hit that wall of discomfort. And what I find that's amazing is how quickly people like to run backwards into the burning barn. You know, when a horse is in a burning barn, a lot of times you have to blindfold them to get them out because they know home is home. Even if it's burning down around them, they'll try to run back into the barn. And I see that. You know, it's like we bring you to safety and you're still trying to run back to where you're comfortable. And so this is something that really can block abundance. And a lot of people really do, you know, you kind of, there's always, I was talking about this over the weekend, we all have our story, right? We all have our kind of, I hate to say it like this, but woe is me story. I know I certainly have an elaborate one. When I want to pull it out of the hat, I can pull it out. And have you ever had friends who compete with you about who has the worst story? Like they'll say, oh my God, my day, you know, you could say, oh, I'm having a kind of a rough day. Oh no, you could, my day has been so bad. And they try to one up you on how bad their day is, you know? And when I see that, I say, okay, that's fine. You're right. Your day is really going worse than mine. You win. I'm not going to get into a pissing match over whose day is worse. Because when you get into that, you start to affirm that into your own space, into your energy, and into your consciousness, and you start to corrode everything that you're doing. So, you know, I just wanted to use that as a precursor to our abundance conversation, that change isn't necessarily easy. Okay, and it's not necessarily comfortable, and we have a tendency in our society to glorify it and romanticize it and celebrate it. You know, we're going to see the Olympics next month, and you're going to hear story after story after story of these glorified Olympic athletes, and they're having to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and all the horror stories they went through to get there. But most of the time, you're going to hear the glory, right? The glory of the medals and, you know, the competitiveness. But you're not going to hear about, you know, those really mundane days over the last 5-10 years they've been working, the setbacks and the, you know, the day-to-day having to go up against your comfort zone and having to, you know, stay on that diet when everybody else gets to eat around you and all those types of things. So, yes, abundance does come with a bit of, you know, some challenges. It can come with challenges. So let's talk about it. When we're talking about money, what we're really talking about is energy. Now, I know that a lot of you have heard that, but here's what I mean. And I go back to my foundational basics. So just bear with me. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard me say this. If you're working with me and coaching and all that, you've heard me say this, but it can never be said too much because you always want to keep this particular framework in mind. We have our infinite self, which is that expanded version of us. We have our conscious mind, which is in the vessel of our body. Our bodies are just a little thimble of flesh that our greater selves have chosen to allow a piece of itself to become embodied so it can have a fun, hopefully fun, physical experience while it's, you know, in, during this lifetime. So you're really, your body is kind of within your overall self as opposed to your overall self being within your body. And the link of the link between the two, between the embodied conscious mind, I call it the four walls of your conscious mind, and the greater consciousness of you, which is that big infinite being of you. Let's say it's the size of the planet Earth, even though it's bigger. The thing that swings back and forth that communicates from between those two portions of you is your intuition. Okay, so you have the consciousness, the conscious mind, and intuition going in between the two. When you get caught up in the conscious mind, in the four walls of the conscious mind, you shut off the connection to the to your consciousness, to that greater expanded place, okay, and that greater portion of you. And when you do that, guess what else gets shut off? Your money. Why? Because your money comes from that space, from that bigger space of you. Because money is just a physical embodiment or physical representation of the energy that you personally are wielding, of your connection to that greater portion of you. So let's say you're looking for a job and you're worried about getting a job and you're looking to get a job just to make ends meet, just to, you know, pay the bills, just to survive. And you're thinking scarcity, 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 fear, 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 lack, lack, lack. What you're doing is that fear, lack, scarcity is registering in your greater consciousness as I don't want money. Because it's a very low energy. So what you're doing is you're affirming over and over again, I'm lacking, I'm lacking, I'm lacking, I'm lacking, I'm lacking, I'm lacking, I'm lacking. Now, angels and guides and God and everybody else would love to give you the windfall. But if you're, by your free will, constantly affirming lack, constantly affirming that you can only receive money from certain places and not from other places, you literally handcuff them and you stop the flow. When you step into being who you truly are, when you step into thinking of making a contribution rather than earning a living, so shifting your the way that you, we call it, you know, some people call it mindset. I don't like the word mindset. I used to like the word mind flow. I made that up myself. But now I like energy, space, and consciousness, because you really want to be connected to your consciousness and you want to feel that energy between yourself, your embodied self, and that bigger conscious self. And you want to feel that spaciousness, because when you're working with your consciousness, with that greater self, you have so much space. It's like going from like a little tiny studio apartment in New York City to this big open cattle ranch in Montana. I mean, that's the difference. And when you're on the cattle ranch in Montana, you have a lot more options, let's say, to hunt and fish and gather up natural resources for yourself, versus if you're in this tiny studio apartment and there's no grocery store around and you have to sort of skimp and scrape and get, you know, to get your resources, right? So when I say energy, space, and consciousness, that's where you really want to, that's where your money comes from. That's where it really comes from. And we're going to talk, well, believe it or not, Sam already told me I'm already just about to my first break for tonight. But when we're thinking about cash and cash flow, okay, cash flow, flow, that word flow, we're talking about it's flowing from that greater consciousness into our conscious, into our physical embodiment, into our physical world, okay? So, and this can be, and when we talk about abundance, we're talking about not just cash flow, but we're talking about great health, we're talking about resources, we're talking about helpful people, we're talking about wonderful relationships. Well, to be honest, when you have, you know, great relationships and great health, and you really are in a space of joy, money has a much easier time of coming to you, because the money is really just a tangible representation of where your energy is at. So if you want to know where your energy is at, look at how your money is flowing. And then start to ask yourself, what is it that I really focus on? What's my mantra? Is my mantra, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have, I got to be careful. I got to be careful. I can't spend any extra money on this or that because I don't have enough money. When I get money, then I can be happy. When I get money, then I can be happy. Well, it's kind of like, it's actually the other way around. When you're happy, money will flow. When you have joy, which is the high octane fuel for money, the money will flow. Now, before you start calling me and yelling and screaming and telling me all the different ways that I'm wrong, we're going to go to a break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about some of these concepts, and then I'm going to start taking your calls, okay? So, the number to call in is 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. I'm Mari. You're listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Are you at a crossroads in your life, facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third-generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here. I'd like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book called Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who've always known that other possibilities should be available, but haven't yet been able to create them as your reality? Well, I wrote this book specifically for you. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com now to begin this journey of discovery with me, as I offer you a free audio chapter as my gift to get you started. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Being You, Changing the World invites you to explore a totally different possibility that you may have never considered before. So, are you willing to step up? Are you willing to truly be you? Then join me at beingyoubook.com now to get your free chapter as my gift to you. I'm looking forward to our journey together. That's beingyoubook.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change the world requires?
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by The Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Hello, I'm Mari. We're back, and you're listening to the Aha Moments radio show. I have like nine things going on. I've got all these Skype windows. My assistant's writing me about one thing. I'm on the air. I'm talking to my producer. Oh, my goodness, my head is spinning. Okay, focus, Mari, focus. So tonight, we are talking about abundance, abundance. And, you know, it's actually that whole thing what I just said about my, you know, having all these Skype windows and everything. One of the things that happens when you start to grow and start to get bigger is your world changes and the people in it change and it grows. And so the dynamics of your life start to shift quite a bit, quite a bit. My staff is, since last fall, since last year, this time, oh my goodness, my staff is like quadruple the size. And, you know, there's a lot of adjustments, a lot more responsibility, a lot more where you kind of can't hide when people are depending on you to pay them for their work. You know, you can no longer say, well, maybe I won't do it today, maybe I'll do it tomorrow, because now you've got, you know, five people relying on you. So there is with every change and with the abundance does come responsibility. And there's three levels of energy that create cash flow, money, abundance, and those are generative, creative, and institutive energies. And that the first one, generative energy, is kind of like where you get your inspiration from, that generation of ideas, the generation of excitement, right? Creation is the actual action you take to bring something into its physical form. And institutive energy is your willingness to maintain it and to sort of sustain it, maintaining and sustaining. Now, a lot of us, depending on how we kind of are wired, all three of these make a three-leg stool. And that stool is very important. They all interreact. And if you have one of them and not the others, you are going to have a tough time with money. So if you're not an ideas person, but you're really an institutive person, then you're not working off of inspiration. You're maybe working off of what makes sense on paper to make money. Well, you know, so-and-so made money like this, so I should do it too. And you try to go only into that institutive energy, you'll never be happy. And you probably won't keep a job for that long, or you'll keep jobs that you absolutely don't like because you're only focusing on what's, quote, practical, not anything that's generated from your own positive energy, from your own inspiration, from your own intuition, from your own insight. When you hear me say insight, intuition, inspiration, IN-spiration, IN-tuition, IN-sight, okay, those all come from the infinite self. IN-finite, right? Those all come from your infinite self. When you look at imagination, at I am, imagination, that's coming from your embodied self. It's the I am. And your imagination is actually very limited. Imagination only stops at the four walls of your conscious mind. What your mind has been exposed to in the past, what your mind has been exposed to by watching others, that's it. That's as far as your imagination can go. Unless it connects to intuition, the bridge, into the infinite being of you, that consciousness, that big Montana open frontier of consciousness, and some inspiration comes through the intuitive process, or you get some insight into your conscious mind. If you're only in this this institute of energy, if you're only in this maintenance mode, you will not be able to sustain the flow of the money. Now, some people are only in the creative mode, you know, where they like to create, but it never goes anywhere. Some people are in the generation of ideas mode, and they like to have ideas and brainstorming sessions, but they never get past that. So it's a matter of your willingness to connect all three, And when you do, that's when you have start to have that flow where anything is possible, where you come up with an idea, you get some intuitive, you know, knowing about it, you start to operationalize it through the creative process, and then you're willing to receive money and maintain it, which brings me to the next thing, which is receiving. Receiving is a really interesting thing, and one of the, when you are low on money, when you are low on abundance, receiving is usually the culprit. In fact, it always is. It's not just usually. It always is. Are you able to receive? And how many rules do you have around where you'll receive from? One of the exercises I like to do in my classes when I teach about abundance is if you take a piece of paper and you draw a circle on the paper, and you just leave a little tiny opening in the circle so it's not completely closed. And then next to it, you write a circle of dashes. And those dashes have spaces in between. Most people are only willing to receive money, income, from one source, a job, a quote permanent job, which there's no such thing as a permanent job, ever. There's no such thing. That's the biggest illusion there is. And they say, okay, if I'm only allowed to receive through my job or through investments or through, you know, something, quote, legitimate. Then you have the other circle of dashes where it's I'm willing to receive contribution from everywhere. So if the universe wants to contribute to you financially through a gift, you're willing to receive it. If the universe wants to contribute to you financially through the lottery, you're willing to receive that. If it wants to contribute to you financially through a consulting position or through a full-time position or through a business idea or through an inheritance or, you know, you're willing to receive it. The thing that stops us from receiving most of the time is judgment. We judge. We have huge judgment around our willingness to receive, whether it's help, support, or anything else. We've also been trained in many ways to reject receiving. It's like, oh, it's better to give than to receive. No, not so much. Okay? Not really. It's out of balance to only give and not receive. Totally out of balance. You know, there's the masculine and the feminine, the yin and the yang. There's God and goddess. Now, some of you will probably get mad at me and I'll get emails, but that wouldn't be the first time. You know, in the Bible, when they took out goddess, because that was in the original, and just left the masculine. And they said, you know, I know in Catholicism, when I grew up Catholic, and it was like, you're not allowed, you have to say, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Well, you know what? I have a little bit of a conflict with that. How is it that if I'm of God and I'm of this greater infinite being, that I'm not worthy of receiving? And how do you receive in the rest of your life if you're not even worthy of receiving God? So God, you know, and the other thing about receptivity is it's a feminine energy. It comes from the goddess energy. So you have the combination. You have the male and the female. The male is the giving and the female is the receiving. So when we reject our feminine self, even men have the feminine side, okay? When we reject that, we reject flow. And that's what we're looking for. We're not looking like for a finite set of dollars. We're looking for flow. That's why it's called cash flow. Well, what is flow? Flow, there's an ebb and a flow. There's a give and a take, right? And so that willingness to receive is your key, is a major key to your capacity to sustain and to thrive, to sustain your life and to thrive in it. So, Receiving. If you have, you don't really have a money problem. If you have a money problem, it's usually a receiving problem. And a lot of people say, well, I'm a giver. It's hard for me to receive. And most people are like who do that are doing that because they want to be in control. They want to be in control so they don't feel vulnerable, because a lot of times when you are in the receiving mode, people have a judgment around receiving that I'm going to be obligated to give back of some sort. I'm going to be indebted if I'm allowing myself to receive. Somebody's going to try to control me, so they block off receiving. But guess what? If you're not willing to receive, you will block off your money. Absolutely, you will block off all abundance. And when you protect yourself in that way, and then you judge where the money's coming from or where it's not coming from, and you judge yourself, when you stand in judgment and when you stand in constantly protecting yourself, you put up a wall, you block off everything. Not just the negative, quote unquote, negative stuff. You block off the good stuff, too. It's kind of like chemotherapy. You know, it kills every cell, not just the bad ones. So that, you know, walling yourself off can also be a reason. So if you look around and you say, you know what? What am I most upset about in my world? You know, I was having a real, you know, just personally, I was having some issues with some neighbors. And they've been really, really loud, and they have a big dog, and, you know, it's just driving me crazy because I'm trying to do a lot of work and, you know, making some huge strides here, and I do a lot of calls and private calls and, you know, the radio show and everything. And, you know, every day I'm waking up like, you know, just aggravated. And I finally, even the other day, I said, you know what? You need to start sending blessings their way, because you're blocking your own flow. You're blocking potentially some big opportunities coming your way, because you have that in your energy field. You're blocking joy. Joy is the turbo booster for cash flow. Absolutely. Absolutely. When you resonate joy, you are a magnet to cash and resources and people and helpful people and cohesive and you know, wonderful situations that can come up to support you. Okay, if you've got something stuck in your craw, if you've got something that you're really kind of chewing on and you're like aggravated about, you're happy about everything else, but you're really aggravated about this one thing, and you feel really justified that you're aggravated because the people are just not doing what you, that, if you're having any issues with money, that is where your block lies. So, just food for thought. Now, I'm going to take some questions. Some callers will talk more as we go, and I'm sure as people ask questions, we'll get, you know, some more of the stuff that I wanted to talk about in. But I don't want to have everybody sitting on the call waiting for too long. So, let's see here. Who do we have? How about Wanda in California? Hi, Wanda. How are you tonight?
Hi, Mari. How are you?
I'm just groovy.
Hi, Mari?
Yep.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. And thank you so much for your show. I've been following you since September of 2011.
Wow. Thank you. That's exciting.
It's been very an exciting year, because I'm looking to move forward. All my life I've been an artist and a poet, but I've never gone anywhere. I've always lived in poverty and then gotten sick and had to get back on my feet. And I also made a step, went and learned multimedia and digital arts. And I'm about on the brink of about finishing an 80-page website in arts and crafts. And it's to teach children how to paint and draw.
Mm-hmm.
And it also allow me to, I have a very goofy talent. I love to do cartoon character voices. So I'm also going to be entertaining them on that. And my question to you is, and I love to write and do the poetry, and it almost flows for me, Mari. I sit down and the pen, and I just start writing.
Mm-hmm.
I have these loves, and I want to be able to finally step into this person I've always wanted to be.
Right.
But I'm wondering, I feel like there's some blocks around me, even though I feel like I have lots of angels around me. Why do I always seem to slip back so hard I wind up in the hospital versus moving forward in this very creative, very expansive, very just joyful sort of world?
Well, it's interesting because what you're describing is not uncommon, especially for artists. What do you like about the poverty, the hospitals, the low-paying jobs? What do you like about it?
I think it's sort of it's not just it's familiar, but it's also I think it's what kind of like the family. I keep getting this thing of like the family, like, okay, well, you need to have a job. You know, yeah, it's nice that you can do the job, but you need to have a job, and you need to be able to hang on to what you have. And
my
parents were constantly just camp survivors.
That energy. Okay, let me stop you right there. Don't get caught in that. I get it. And you're right. You're spot on. So if you're successful, who would you have to leave behind?
Well, some friends. definitely some friends, because they're sort of not moving forward. And, you know, maybe some family.
Normally, especially with artists, when you are stepping fully into the greatness of you, it means that there's going to be certain people that you need to leave behind in order to be fully you. And so that's one part. I'm going to finish that thought in a minute. But the other part is you already are what you think you're trying to be. You don't have to try to be it. You already are that. What you're really trying to be is less than you. You already are you, which is the brilliant artist. I mean, you came up with all these things. I saw your email. I have your email actually sitting in front of me. So,
thank you.
So I knew what I know your story from what you described. And that push me, pull you that you were referring to is the you that you are is what you're kind of running backwards from. And the imposter is actually is this poverty person. You think, you know, you've identified with the poverty person as and thinking that's you now, and you have to sort of aspire to be this brilliant artist. It's the other way around. And the only reason why you have to hold yourself back is because you have this illusion that you're going to lose everybody and you're going to leave all these people behind when you allow yourself to show who you truly be. The shift comes when you're willing to say, I'm open to receive all of me as I truly be. And whoever's left behind will get the gift of my inspiration. And if they show up, then great. And if not, there's going to be some amazing new beings where I'm going. So
yeah, I feel that, because I feel so joyful that I'm like, wow, this is new.
That joy can heal anything, and that joy can actually is contagious. See, negative emotions are contagious, and so is joy. So the question you have to ask yourself is, what am I not willing to receive that if I was willing to receive it, would change everything? What am I not willing to receive that if I was willing to receive it, would change everything? And play with that. And you don't have to come up with the answer. Just let the energy of that swirl around. You'll start to get insight. Because that's going to open up worlds for you. And if you're willing to receive the beingness of you, everyone who needs to be near you is going to be, and the ones who aren't are going to drop away. And that's the way it is. And guess what? Better for them to drop away than for you to live in the hospital, the poverty, the low-paying jobs, the hostile bosses, and all the push-me-pull-you. Because what contribution can you be there? Keeping yourself small for all the people who want you to be there versus the contribution you can be to all these kids who need the 80-page website. Where is the greater contribution?
Yeah, moving forward and stepping into the person that I literally see, the life that I see in my mind's eye. I see it there.
See it? You are it.
Yeah, thank you, Mari.
You
thank you so much.
You are it. when you hold your brushes and your digital this and your digital that and you talk in your cartoon voices, you're being you. You are it. Like, touch your wrist, talk in your cartoon voices, same thing. You're it. That's who you are. When you're in the low-paying job and the hostile bosses, you're being someone else. That's why I feel so uncomfortable, because it's not who you be. Does that make sense?
I mean, it's getting to the point where, yeah, exactly. It's getting to the point where I go into work, and even though I'm blessed that it's only 2 days a week, and I've been given through all of this, I've been given time and energy to create this film.
Right.
I am it, but I think financially that's just so spot on for me. Where is it?
Step in it. Just when you decide 100% and you demand from yourself. See, a lot of people think I have to demand from the universe, or I have to, you know, make the universe act the way I need it to act. No, you need to demand it from yourself. I demand that I be who I be. I demand that I step into this world and I'm going to be this, and I'm going to be the inspiration to all the other stuff. All the people I think I'm leaving behind, I'm doing them a favor. And all the people that I can contribute to and into my life, into my own living, into my life and being an example for these kids and for whoever else is going to be inspired by me, I'm going to make a huge contribution by being me. So I have to go. But
thank you so much.
Helpful. Okay. So, you know, it's interesting because it's so funny how I have a tendency to identify the negative aspects of us as who we are, and then the true us is the person we have to, quote, aspire to. And usually it's really that's the big illusion. That's a big illusion. Most of the time we're pulling ourselves off of our true selves so that we can fit in with some sort of paradigm that was written for us, you know, from, you know, family or school or society or something else. So just chew on that. We're going to take another really quick break. And when I come back, we'll take some more calls and we'll try to get some more content in. This is going really, really fast, don't you think? All right. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-215-9485. It's 347-215-9485. I'm Mari. You're listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Are you at a crossroads in your life, facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third-generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mari. You're listening to the Aha Moments radio show. Tonight, we are talking all about abundance, 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 and never listen to no, which I actually like that. I like that quote, never listen to no. I actually got that from a woman who hit the lottery by using the law of attraction. Her name was Cynthia. What's her last name? I can't remember her last. Oh my! I can't believe it. She may be a guest on the show. I'm trying to get a hold of her. So I would like to see, because she used some pretty interesting. She has a really amazing, amazing story. So anyway, that was her quote. Never listen to no. I thought that was very inspirational. So anyway, let's get to some more calls, because I had Sam cut our break short so that we could get some more of you guys in, since there's so many on the line. Again, if you'd like to call in and we'll try to squeeze you in, 347-215-9485. So let's go to Camille in California. Hi, Camille.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How can I help you tonight?
Okay, so thank you for this program. It's really resonating with principles that I am already exploring. I know for a fact, all right, I am a life coach. And, yeah, this is what I am doing, what I am marketing myself as. And I know that part of my, not struggle, but okay, is finding someone to really value the service, life coaching, public speaking, and writing. It's very easy to meet people who just want freebies. And that's good for experience, but at the same time, okay, no, I deserve to not just survive, but thrive, too.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know.
What's your question?
How do you, what do you do?
Well, are you charging for people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what ends up happening is, let's say, once upon a time, I marketed myself as a makeup artist, and because I had gone to school, completed a program for that.
Okay, wait, let me stop you, because I don't have enough time for the whole story.
Okay.
I'm just gonna answer you, because I can already feel your energy. Okay, because I've worked with tons of entrepreneurs, so you don't have to go through it. I get it. Two things. From a marketing perspective, you know, it's really, really, really important that you create a distinction of what kind of life coach you are. Life coaches are everywhere. Everybody's a life coach these days. So if you're not creating a very distinctive version of you and showing exactly what you're an expert at, helping people to solve what problem people have, that you can solve the best, generally that's a problem you've solved for yourself that now you're an expert in, and then you can help them to solve their problem, that's going to be a hard sell. So that you want to make sure from a practical perspective that you're differentiating yourself from all the other life coaches out there and really making it so that you're an irresistible, you know, no-brainer to, you know, help them with their particular thing. If you're thinking you can help everybody with every problem because you're a life coach.
No.
So you know that from the targeting.
Yeah, I already know my specifications.
Okay, from the energetic perspective, there is a point in time, most healers, life coaches, anybody who's in those service type professions, we do go through a stage where I always say your first 100 clients are to prove to you that you can do what you're trying to do. And that's the way most people approach them. It's like, oh my gosh, I helped her and I helped her and I helped him and I helped him. And it's really more for the healer or the practitioner or the life coach than it is for the actual client themselves. Then you over to where you don't need that kind of reinforcement anymore, and that's when you really step into your own, and that's when it's easier to charge people, because generally when you're having trouble getting paid, it's because somewhere within you you're feeling like you're not ready to be paid. So the question you need to ask yourself is, what contribution can I be and receive money with total ease? instead of how do I make more money, how do I make more money, and how come people aren't paying me, it's more of, you know, making sure that you have dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's in your marketing, for sure, and that you have a very specific target market that you're going to and not trying to be too broad.
Right.
I know for myself, when I was doing marketing and manifesting, marketing and the spiritual work, it was very, very hard. As soon as I kicked out the marketing, because it's something I really didn't want to teach anymore, my business quintupled within a month because I stepped into what I truly felt aligned with. So just ask, what is it that you really feel aligned with? And then, you know, do your evaluation of the marketing part. And just know that as soon as you feel that what you're providing to people is a contribution, it's going to be a lot easier to attract the paying clients. So hopefully that's helped. And thank you for calling in tonight. I really appreciate it. Okay, have a great night. Okay, so let's see here. We have Karen in Toronto. Hi, Karen. Are you still there? Did I lose her? Wait, I think I might have lost her. Okay. So, yep, Sam is telling me I lost her. Okay, Karen, if you're still listening, you can call back in and we will get to you. So, you know, it's very interesting, that whole idea of getting paid for your services and going from that stage where you're doing a lot of stuff for free, or when people start expecting free stuff from you. I know people have asked me to barter. Actually, somebody did it just last week or 2 weeks ago, and I do not barter anything. I don't barter my services, even with my friends. I will not. We will pay each other in cash because it's kind of telling the universe and telling each other, telling our own cellular structure that we're worth the cash, and that's what you want. It's a demand. That's the demand that you're making, is that I am worth the money, and I recently raised my rates. And you know what? You might be a little nervous that if you raise your rates, people aren't going to want what you do. But you know what? You have to be able to sustain yourself. You have to. I cannot run my business giving my services away for free or too low. And you need to honor your work and honor yourself. So when you do that, you approach the whole whatever it is you're doing with a much higher sense of self-regard and then joy. And that joy then begets more joy. And believe me, the clients are out there. The clients are out there, and they will show up, and they will really, no one wants a jack of all trades. Everybody wants a craftsman. Everybody wants a specialist. Everybody wants someone who's really passionate about what they do. And, you know, my mom always likes to say, I got the best, you know, cheesecake from this store. I got the best chicken from that store. I got the best, you know, candy from this store. She wasn't going to Pathmark getting it all at the same place. She wanted the best of the best, and she was willing to drive across town to one place for the best and this place for the best and that place for the best, even if she paid a little bit more. Why? Because she was honoring what she desired and what brought her joy, you know? And so when you're thinking about offering your services, you know, if that's something that you are doing, you're working for yourself, then it's really important to be willing to say, you know what, this is the part I really, really love. This is my sweet spot. And then charge well for it. And believe me, when you're being paid well and you're loving what you do, that's like a bonfire of energy for abundance, absolute bonfire of energy for abundance. So a guy named Andrew wrote me a question. I just want to answer it real quick because, believe it or not, we are just 2 minutes from wrapping the show. Where did this show go? This is so surreal that this show is done so fast. So Andrew, I see you were let go from your job, and the first thing you had asked me about was that you were saying you were looking for a new job that's, quote, permanent, unquote. And I'm glad you put that in quotes, because there is no such thing as permanent. You might think, you know, you might say full-time job, or, you know, and I know you did say that with benefits. And I don't think that that's an impossibility, but I think where you were going at this, you were talking about, you know, investigating home-based businesses and all this other stuff. And then you finally hit your sweet spot at the bottom of your letter where you said you were looking for ways to do something you enjoy, like voiceover work and acting, initially as a movie extra. I can say, and then you said you're flirting with investigating in penny stocks. Okay, so you've got a lot going on. basically it's kind of like you're throwing a lot of balls up in the air and hoping something will fall. That's kind of not the way to direct energy, because literally what's happening is you're just throwing all the stuff off into the energetic grid and saying, well, throw me something back and I hope I like it if you do. Instead, say, here's the question you want to ask, okay? Get away from the word earning, get away from the word serving, and get into the word contribution, and you can ask the question, what contribution can I be that would make my heart sing and bring me more money than I could ever imagine? Instead of doing like an affirmation, I now have the best job with benefits, I now have the best job with benefits, ask that question. Because when you ask the question and then you're open to receive the answer, what's going to happen is you're going to start to get synchronicities, you're going to start to get opportunities to sort of flow in. And the question you want to ask with each opportunity that you consider is, what contribution could I be? And would this make my heart sing? If you have a great contribution and it makes your heart sing, then the money isn't too far behind. And just remember this too, and this is for everybody. Just because you make a contribution and your heart sings, doesn't mean that the money is going to come from that exact thing, but the money can come from a totally different source to support you in what it is you most desire. Okay? So if you are open to receiving money from wherever it comes, then you can absolutely be supported in something that maybe not is not even fully generating the cash. So it doesn't have to be apples for apples. You know, I was dancing and last story I'll tell, and then we have to wrap the show. But I remember going for my for an audition with a dance partner several years ago, like 5 years ago. And I remember taking his hand, and I was dancing with him. I took five steps, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the guy. I've got to dance with this one. And I remember looking up at the sky or looking up at the ceiling of the ballroom and saying, God, bankroll me. This is what I want. And I'll never forget it, because the next day I got a consulting job, and I was making like, you know, $20,000 a month. And it was just a totally freak thing. But it enabled me, or not freak, but synchronistic, right? It was an answered prayer, because it gave me the opportunity to go dance full time and then do this consulting job that fit perfectly into my dance schedule, my travel schedule, my dress design schedule, and all the schedules I had. And it gave me a perfect amount of money. It took up a very tiny bit of time each week. I was doing work that I absolutely loved, and it was the most synergistic time of my entire life, because I was willing to fully be me, which was dancing full time, and then this consulting thing came up to support that. So if you let your heart sing, the joy will be a magnet to the resources that you need. And I was willing to receive it that way. I was willing to say, you know what, my dance is my first priority, and the money came up to meet it. So hopefully that's a little bit of inspiration for you. We're going to do some more on this topic, because so many of you called in that I couldn't get to, and, you know, I got emails and all that other good stuff. So you'll see more of this. Keep your eyes and ears open for that. And in the meantime, you know my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want, and you absolutely deserve it too, and never listen to anyone tell you no. Until next week, everybody, have a great night. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.